from this ranking. The United States, we just leapt three places to take over the top spot in global competitiveness, ahead of Hong Kong, Singapore, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. That jump was based on its strength in economic performance and infrastructure, ranking first in both areas. Now, how many times have I been talking about this here on the program when I say that we continue to slip? If you remember, I made the comment again. I said, if we fell as much in Olympic medals at the Olympics, the entire country would be freaking out. Well, one of the indices, we're now back on top. This is something, again, that should be celebrated, that we should be happy about, that we shouldn't, not only that, we shouldn't be content with. We should constantly try to improve. When the United States is strong, it's good for the entire world. Now, do we have our issues, our fiscal issues? Damn straight we do. They're all batting about another budget right now, where we're going to be an additional $900 billion plus in deficits. That's pathetic. And that needs to be dealt with. It's going to be dealt with at some point in time. Either we're going to deal with it on our terms, or we're going to deal with it not on our terms, where we have a difficult time borrowing money later on down the road, and interest rates skyrocket, and we're in deep trouble. I'd rather deal with it on our terms and make some difficult choices today, some tough choices today, to get ourselves back on track. But we don't have those types of people right now in Washington. We don't. We let Mitch McConnell. Omnibus spending package, $1.3 trillion. We got jerks like that. Lindsey Graham types. We need more Rand Paul types. Oh, yeah, you know, the guy who came up with a balanced budget plan, wants a balanced budget amendment, and he constantly gets shot down by all the country club Republicans, the Bushwood country club Republicans, who want to spend and spend and spend. Anyway, touch on this as well. And this is a case of irony. Democrats are now out blasting Donald Trump for high gas prices. What? Again, it pretty much how it works nowadays. If you get a zit on your forehead, blame it on Trump. It's becoming really absurd right now. Yeah, you didn't see? It was Trump's fault for Roseanne's comments, too. You didn't see that? Roseanne said it, but somehow it was Donald Trump's fault. Well, everything is his fault. And it's really absurd. But anyway, the funny thing about this, I don't know if you remember this, Democrats wanted gasoline at $10 a gallon. Barack Obama's first energy secretary was a man by the name of Stephen Chu. Stephen Chu said, point blank, that he wants gas prices in the United States commensurate with Europe, $8 to $10 a gallon. He thought that that would be good. Well, why would he want that? Well, he's another one of those green jobs guys. Yeah, that would have been great for all of these BS companies that Barack Obama was giving money to via the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Would have been fantastic for them. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Last president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, his energy secretary, wanted gasoline prices at $10 a gallon, and you Democrats loved them. You loved them. You thought it was just swell. Whatever. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron.
easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. It's a perfect time to get your home ready for the warmer months. To have peace of mind all summer long, homeowners want to avoid surprises during the hottest time of the year. They can follow these basic maintenance tips or bring in the experts for help. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Homeowners will definitely want their air conditioners working, so inspect and replace the air filter according to the owner's manual. Also, make sure to clean the inside of your washer. Warmer temperatures make these areas prone to mold growth and can even cause odors. Next, make sure you and your family stay properly hydrated and keep your refrigerator's water fresh by replacing the filter as needed. If larger issues with your appliances arise, Sears Home Services expert technicians can come to your home to perform a full 64-point inspection.
For more information, visit searshomeservices.com/summer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
We were born ready, ready to be free.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
That you are. All right. What's in the bank deregulation bill? Good stuff. People always get confused about this. They see me, you listen to this program and you hear me ranting and raving and telling, you know, how Wall Street works and all of the problems that exist on Wall Street. And one might assume that I am some raving lunatic cross between Elizabeth Warren and Barney Frank and other big regulators out there. And I'm not, by any stretch. I'm an Adam Smith capitalist. I believe that two people can sit down at the table and both should be able to walk away happy. I believe in rules. But I believe in simple rules. Rules that are written in black and white, not gray. And I know the difference between BS rules and real rules. Often what you get out of Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not going to say often. I'm going to say, you know what I'm talking about often? My often, 99% of the time, you're getting rules and regulations out of Washington, D.C. that make matters worse. I would love to go back to the old Glass-Steagall Act. I would. I would love to break up all of these big financial institutions. But I'd like to remind everybody, the Glass-Steagall Act was about, what, 40 pages long? Since we got rid of the 40-page Glass-Steagall Act, we've replaced it with Sarbanes-Oxley thousands of pages. Dodd-Frank, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages. And other rules and regulations that nobody can make heads or tails out of. They can't. What we've managed to do is we managed to kill the IPO market here in the United States. We did. Killed it. Sarbanes-Oxley, we killed that. And it was George W. Bush. He was president when this took place. He was in charge. Then we had the financial crisis. And again, what do we have? A church of unintended consequences. Washington, D.C. coming in. When, again, they were a big part of the problem. They were a huge part of the problem. They were one of the main reasons why we had the financial crisis. Washington, D.C. And then they give us Dodd-Frank. And what did I say? They passed Dodd-Frank. I said, goodbye, small banks. Goodbye, mid-sized banks. It's like that kid's book. Good night, Moon. Goodbye, small bank. Goodbye, mid-sized bank. Big bank coming to take you over. Small bank can no longer afford all of the regulations that have been put on it. What happened to the ease of lending? What happened to the flow of money to small businesses? Dried up. We often talk about velocity of capital here on the program. Put a stop to that. What we did was we made too big to fail the law of the land. And the big banks became bigger and more powerful than ever before. That's what happened. And it's great. I mean, financial crisis was, I mean, big winner. Huge winner for the big banks. Oh, man. They have managed to insulate themselves. They've managed to entrench their power. It was great for them. Now, Donald Trump has allowed for. It's good news. It's good news for small businesses. It's good news because, you know what? It brings more competition into the industry. It's going to allow, once again, for smaller banks to actually exist. Do away with a lot of the ridiculous regulations that were put on them. I'm not a bank, but man, I explained it here on the program. The amount of money that it costs me every single year in licensing fees, regulatory fees, E&O insurance, all of these various different things skyrocketed since I started my business. Skyrocketed. I don't know, inflation adjusted, you can't even compare. To the point where I said here on the program, I said, if I tried to start Markowski Investments today with the capital that I had when I started, adjusting for inflation, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. And many times that's what the problem is in this country. People want to do something, they want to start something, and they take a look at all of the red tape that they've got to get through just to get started. We need to be doing everything and anything we can to be getting rid of red tape and helping businesses to thrive. We need rules and regulations that make sense. Like I said, written in black and white, not in gray. Anyway, quickly I want to touch on this as well. Donald Trump signed 3 executive orders making it easier for the federal government to fire employees. Isn't that great? You're fired. And you're fired. Why wouldn't we want to fire workers that we consider to be poor performers? Of course, the unions are upset. Oh, no, this is a direct assault on the rights of millions of workers. What is your right as a worker? Is it your right as a worker to do a crappy job? Is it? Is it your right as a government worker to do a... It is my right as a government worker to do an absolutely crappy job and still keep my job and all of my benefits. The orders reduce the length of time that an employee can be retained. Use it, get this, performance improvement period. Let me ask you a question. Do you think they have that at like fine dining establishments. We got a waiter there that's just can't remember the orders, dropping plates all the time, spilling drinks on the customer. Do you think the owner of that fine dining establishment is going to put that waiter into a performance improvement period? Or is the owner going to say, you know what, this job is just not right for you, you got to go? Currently, this performance improvement period ranges from 60 to 120 days. Well, you get to stay on the job, even though you're doing a crappy job, from 60 to 120 days. Why? Why? There's not somebody that there that can replace you? Yeah, the fear of getting fired is can be a pretty good motivator, if you ask me. So you get this straight. I can screw up at work and screw up at work and screw up at work. Then I go into a performance improvement period. And then I can improve my work for 60 days and I get to keep my job. Wow. The new performance improvement period is going to last 30 days. How about this? How about no performance improvement period? How about you're just fired? Just saying. I think getting fired is a good lesson for people, right? Oh, you're screwing up. Goodbye. Goodbye. Go find something else. Don't let the door hit you in the back on the way out. You're robbing taxpayers with your lousy performance. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are currently hosting a press conference. Before the press conference, though, President Trump had a chance to address what he expects to come out of the meetings being held next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
And this will not be just a photo op. This will be at a minimum. We'll start with perhaps a good relationship, and that's something that's very important toward the ultimate making of a deal. I'd love to say it could happen in one deal. Maybe it can. They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
Alice Marie Johnson, whose life sentence was commuted by President Trump, said she appreciated him showing her mercy. She also had another message for President Trump.
Thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Damn straight it is. Oh, boy. Our listeners out there in Colorado. What's up with this guy? This guy's running for governor. Representative Jared Polis. He's unveiling a bill that would repeal Donald Trump's tax cuts. Yeah. He's this repeal plan here. Listen to this. Again, this guy's running for governor. I don't even know how this guy could run for dog catcher. He's so absurd. Representative Jared Polis of Colorado is going to introduce the Students Over Special Interest Act. The legislation would repeal the tax law and redirect taxpayer dollars towards erasing $1.4 trillion in student loan debt and investing in Pell Grants. So wait a second. Anybody who's got a student loan, he gets this bill through, all of a sudden their student loan's going to be gone? What about people that are going to school now? Are they going to have to pay for school? Are they going to have to take out loans? Or is it just the people that took out loans and continue to have loans, they're the ones that win the lottery there? Is that how it works? He said the Republican tax plan was all about special interests, cashing in at the expense of everyone else. My plan shows what a difference we can make for middle-class Americans for even less cost. If we repeal Republican sweetheart deals for corporations, we can cancel out all student loan debt and make college more affordable for future students and have money left over for the deficit. What else? We all get free beer and a unicorn, too? You know, these guys never show you their math because they don't have any. Whenever I see these stupid ideas, I think of the scene in the movie Better Off Dead when Lane Meyer is up at the chalkboard in math class, and he can't handle a math assignment, and he draws some weird picture up there of a, I don't know, it didn't make any sense whatsoever, and I'm like, that's basically their math. They don't have any. Again, did you think this through? This idea is so stupid, it is so ridiculous, that I think you'd fail in a social studies class in middle school. What is going to happen to the existing? So are they going to have to get out loans? Or are we going to wait to rack up another $1.4 trillion and then pay that off too? Do explain, you utter fool. these people come from? It kind of reminds me of I mentioned this here on the program. It's a great episode of The Simpsons, going way back to the 1990s when Homer decides to run for head of the Springfield garbage department. And they've got a guy who's in charge of the garbage department that is well qualified. He's done an amazing job over all these years. But Homer Simpson wins. Homer Simpson wins because he promises the people of Springfield that the garbage men are going to come into your house and take your trash out. The garbage men are going to be wearing fancy suits to dress like, Sergeant Pepper. The garbage men are going to change your baby's diapers. All of this stuff. And guess what? Homer wins. Homer wins. And Homer bankrupts the garbage department in 1 month. I've told the story before. I learned this lesson in sixth grade. I learned this lesson. I lost the presidency, my sixth grade class, to a young lady that promised our class at Farnsworth Middle School up in Guilderland, New York, public school, that we were going to go to Disney World on spring break if they voted for her. Couldn't compete with that. Maybe I could have won up there. Maybe I could have said, you know what, I'm going to make sure our class goes to the moon. Listen, couldn't compete with that. I lost. I learned back then. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, man. I wish I could have gone to one of those Starbucks re-education camp things that they had this past week. The Tuesday they had it? Yeah. Oh, I would have had fun in there. Oh, man. Let me explain something to everybody. You're never going to rid the world of ignoramuses. Therefore, you're going to always have people that are racist. Now, again, in today's day and age, you're not a racist, but you're a racist. They've expanded the definition of racist to mean anybody who is white, pretty much. It's so ridiculous right now. It really is. I mean, they have built up an industry like no other. I mean, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, they could only dream that they could have made the country go this crazy. And they have. I think about Starbucks now and this whole race thing. Because, oh, gee whiz, you had a stupid employee in Philadelphia. Let's shut down 8,000 stores for re-education camp for everyone. So stupid. I always think of The Sopranos. And when Paulie Walnuts goes into a Starbucks. It wasn't a star. They couldn't call it a Starbucks, but, a similar type of an outfit. And he gets bent out of shape over the fact that this is Italian. We're not making any money off this. We invented it. It was like a cultural appropriation thing on The Sopranos. Paulie's getting upset. And then later on in the program, they tried to shake down the Starbucks chain there for protection money and learned you're going to have to go through Seattle to get that. Anyway, I'm not making this up. This guy's a judge in the UK. This judge in the UK thinks that in order to stop the epidemic that is taking place right there with all of the stabbing deaths. Yeah, they got a lot of gun control there in Great Britain, but now the bad guys have learned, you know what? We'll just stab people. The judge said that, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have to file down knives. We're going to have to cut the tip off the knives, and that will stop all of these stabbings. File down knives, they're too sharp. I'm not making this up. Judge in the UK actually suggested that. Anyway, story here in regards to education. I think that everybody's paying attention to this. New York City schools number one in the country on per pupil spending. $24,000 per student they spend in New York City. $24,000. Yet 72% are not proficient in reading, 72% not proficient in math. Now, the first thing I would do is I'd go to the teachers' union and say, hey, we're not spending enough money? We're not spending. I tell you what. How much do you need? Just throw out a number there. How much money are we going to need to get that number down to something that's respectable? And I would be curious to hear what their response would be. And I would come back saying, well, you know what? Rather than spend that money that you're asking for, why don't we just start sending these kids? It's $24,000. Why don't we just send them to private schools? No, we can't do that. Yeah. Here's a little tidbit. It's not about the money. It's about the parents. It's about the parents. If you don't have parents that give a damn, I don't care if you put, the character of Robin Williams. And what was the name of that movie with the boarding school there? I'll think of it in a second. You can put him in that. You can put all the greatest teachers combined, clone them, morph them together, and they're not going to be able to teach the kids. If it's not important to the parents, the kids are not going to care. I have countless clients around the country that are educators, school teachers. Again, we're an investment firm that helps everyone. Not just Judge Smales, Dr. Beeper, and super wealthy people out there. We help everyone. And I have conversations with them. And many of them work in schools where they are told by the principal that you are working in a school district where you're going to be dealing with parents who do not consider, they don't put education high on their list of priorities when it comes to their children. Really? So you mean if I call home to the parent and say, you know what, or send an email or a text saying your kid is not paying attention in school, He's not doing his work. I'm not going to get a response. Yes, you're not going to get a response. Well, then what the hell is the teacher supposed to do? You think more money is going to solve that problem? No. No, you have to rethink the entire process. You have to identify who these kids are at a young age, and you got to put them in an environment, and my suggestion always been almost a military-style environment, where they're going to learn respect and honor and duty and all of these things that they should be getting in the home that they're not getting. Now, again, will that cost some money? Sure. I don't think it'll cost much more. But I'll tell you what will cost a lot more is having to incarcerate these kids later on. That can get pretty darn costly, don't you think? Anyway, I always love that we mentioned Steve Jobs earlier on the program, that ad campaign of his, Think Different. It's kind of funny how we never end up thinking different about any of these institutions and anything that we do here in this country, especially when it fails. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Of course, the topic of discussion mainly was North Korea and the upcoming summit.
We're going to have a great success. I don't think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
President Trump was also asked if a meeting here with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took place, where exactly that meeting would take place.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
Last week, President Trump met with Kim Kardashian at the White House. This week, Alice Marie Johnson was pardoned. Senator Cory Booker has a problem with that.
Clearly, I'm concerned about the process. There's thousands and thousands of people that deserve commutations, deserve pardons, and it shouldn't take Kim Kardashian going to the White House to get something like that done.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
He was tweeting and she was speaking about the president's move to grant an Alabama woman clemency this week. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In a Thursday tweet, President Trump wished good luck and a happy life to Alice Johnson, the woman he granted clemency to after she had spent over 20 years in prison on nonviolent drug charges.
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much.
Johnson herself saying in a Thursday morning TV interview
that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
That was Johnson speaking on CBS's This Morning. She was granted clemency by President Trump after reality TV star Kim Kardashian made a special plea for Johnson's case during a recent White House meeting.
A new Quinnipiac poll released today says 51% of Americans have a negative opinion of Roseanne Barr. And according to the poll, 48% believe ABC was right to cancel her show, Roseanne. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Gardner introduced a bipartisan bill that would allow states to regulate marijuana without federal interference.
Now, remember, this is not a legalization bill. I think that's very important. This is an approach that allows the states to move forward. If a state like Oklahoma or Kansas or Nebraska chooses for themselves not to do this, they do not have to. The federal law remains the same. Nothing changes for them.
Gardner and Warren talk about why this is such a key bill to pass.
We have to make sure that members in states that haven't faced this question, there's states that are now going to be facing this question for the first time, Missouri comes to mind and others, education about what this is, what it is not. And there are so many states now that have this, that are moving forward. We have to fix this conflict. The president has said we have to fix this conflict. And so I think it's important that we work with Senator McConnell, work with our colleagues who may not be supportive at this time, to find a solution that what is something that we've all said. Let's give the states more power to make decisions for themselves.
Right. Yeah. I should only add on this point, because Senator Gardner's done great work in trying to plow the ground here. This is a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. We are building strong bipartisan support here in Congress, in both the House and in the Senate.